anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show right here, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Have you declared for the NFL draft yet, Daddy? 4 hours left, about.
For 4 hours?
A little over 4 hours.
No, I'm...
Still undecided.
I'm still undecided.
All right.
Well, I'm decided. I just know I won't be drafted. So, that's really what it comes down to. Folks, great show for you today. Eric Strickland is set to join us. Of course, basketball player, baseball player. Was Bellevue West, his high school career, then at the University of Nebraska, then had a great NBA career, ended up with the Dallas Mavericks. I believe he's still with the Dallas Mavericks in their front office. He is set to join us about 15 minutes past the hour at 11:30. Jason Boyd, head coach of the Lady Bearcats of Kearney High, set to join us as well to talk a little basketball. We're going to talk some NFL playoff action as well, because we're here on Thursday and we haven't got to it at all this week. The matchups are set, and I may have found the most staggering stat of the whole season. Derek, you were taken back.
Yeah, you shared it with me, and that's I was surprised. That's for sure.
Now, initially, Derek, when you look at Baltimore-Pittsburgh, immediately, who do you say wins?
Well, you got to take Pittsburgh just right off top. But when you look at the games that they played this year, both really close, controversial as well, with the San Antonio Holmes interception the catch he made, the reception on the goal line that he made that was ruled a touchdown. But nonetheless, there's going to be some hitting going on. There is going to be some hitting going on.
I believe this is the 17th week in a row the Baltimore Ravens have played football.
Whew.
17.
They had that early bye then, huh?
Like week two, I believe.
Woof.
Week two. Let me check that right here because I have that information at my fingertips. Yes. They had the 14th of September off.
Wow.
Week two bye. So we're going to talk about it today, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow more, because we're going to be joined by a friend from the Mandalay Bay, and Mike Periano is set to join us, the Racing Sportsbook announcer.
Now, say that again.
Mike Periano.
No, that stat you had.
Well, I haven't said it yet.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry I was a couple minutes late today, because I was finishing up some paperwork. I have declared.
You have declared? Okay.
I have declared. The board says somewhere between a late fifth round and never pick.
Nice.
Somewhere. And we're not sure that's even for football. So, possibly a kicker. You know, they may want to move me around a little bit. H-back, since Tebow's not coming out, there's a little more room at the H-back position. Flanker, water boy, possibly as well. Bobby Boucher set to retire. So I got some options.
Are you ready for the stat?
I'm ready for the stat, because I'm not ready for the stat. And you want to know why? Because I can already tell that somehow this stat is going to tell me that the Steelers lose. So
that has nothing to do with the Steelers.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
I have got that teams that knock off the defending Super Bowl champs the week before, such as the Eagles did last week in their 23-11 win over the Giants, are 0-10 straight up the following week. 0-10. They have never won the following week.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. They are 1-9 against the spread, so at least one of the teams made it a close game when... 1-9, 0-10 though against the spread, or straight up.
Going to the bank to get some money to go put on Arizona right now. So,
let's go Cardinals! Let's go Cardinals! Wow,
0-10. You would think after
I actually think you did some show prep. You didn't just see this somewhere.
I had to look this up, and Actually, that came from VegasInsider.com's number one NFL handicapper, Jamie Tursini.
So are you going to take Arizona?
I think you got to now. I gave you the stat. It's never been done before. 0-10. And I'll, you know, throw a couple other things at you. Since 1983, this is kind of against the Arizona Cardinals, home dogs are 1-2-1 against the spread in conference finals. Now, obviously, you go back to 83. Doesn't happen very often that you get a home dog, such as the Arizona Cardinals, you know, in the conference finals. But when the home team has 8 days of rest versus the visiting squad who has 7 days, the home club is a slumbering 9-14-1 against the spread. But then you get to the big stat, 0-10, when knocking off the defending Super Bowl champions.
Good stuff. Good stuff. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number for the program. In fact, right now, we do it usually a little later in the program. We still have some River City Hunting and Fishing Expo family four packs that we want to give away. These are admissions going out at the Mac Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A lot of people going out. We still have some to give away. If you would like a VIP pass to get in for free, we're going to give you a family four-pack to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've given away a few, but we still have a few left, and they don't do us any good sitting here. We want you to get in for free. So call now. Derek will get your information, get them out to you. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. Don't forget, you can fire off your thoughts about Daddy's statistic there. Maybe a question for Eric Strickland. Maybe a question for Jason Boyd, who we're having on later on in the program. 1-888-455-ESPN or the email, the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining, specializing also in dentless, paintless dent repair 4 years. If the winter weather has maybe slid you into something you didn't mean to slide into, the boys at the Dent Popper can help you out. Mark freaking Sanchez, says Aaron and Carney. What the hell is he thinking? If he leaves, he's a bigger idiot than Matt Leinart. I realize that Leinart did not leave early, but he really thought he would be good. Idiot. I hope he leaves so we can see another USC football player take a huge nosedive into the NFL. I hate that school. Really, Aaron? Couldn't tell. Part two. Thanks again for the part you guys played in getting the Royals caravan to come to town. I was out the other night, and what a great way for that young team to get some exposure. It was a great time, and even my wife enjoyed it.
All right.
Probably thought they were hot.
Probably.
And the women, you know, the gals are that, ooh, hot young millionaires. Woohoo! And finally, Aaron says, in the NFL this weekend, will some of the luster be gone if the Cardinals and Ravens make it to the Super Bowl? I was just wondering what you guys thought about that. I understand the storylines. There would be a grizzled veteran and the rookie quarterback, but I don't know if there would be many other storylines. Go Royals and Huskers, Aaron in Kearney. You want to start there?
Well, I think the marquee match, well, there's going to be storylines, of course, with, well, you can pick your storylines, but do you want, who many people despise, Ray Lewis, think he took part in, you know, say what you want. On the field, Ray Lewis is this nobody. You go back to Butkus, you go back to all the all-time greats, LT, you go back, he is one of those guys on the field, between the lines, amazing. And I always remember the deal when they play that Super Bowl deal back, and Ray Lewis with that camera on him saying, I need that feeling one more time. And I think that'll be blasted all over if he gets that opportunity the one more time. The Cardinals are interesting. Will it be that good of a game? I mean, you got high-powered offense versus defense, if that's the case. But you get the storylines of Kurt Warner returning after so many years of, you know, he's such a, well, he's the NFL MVP. Then he takes a lull. There's this big break, and then to return and throw the ball the way he's thrown it this year. Now, maybe other people would have thrown it that way with the weapons he's got around him, too. But I think there's a lot of storylines there. I think it's going to be great no matter who gets there.
Well, Anquan Boldin is expected to be back. He was back at practice yesterday, so that's one more thing that should help Arizona. I think if Arizona and Baltimore would happen to play in the Super Bowl, my initial reaction would be, bleh, Baltimore. But I think the nation, you would be hard-pressed to find Baltimore fans outside of Baltimore. you would have a lot of people cheering for Arizona. Thus, you know what that means. Ravens would be favored, and up would go the line. Well, Arizona might be favored, but you'd see how the money would go towards the end. Arizona and Baltimore, I just think if you saw that, everybody would be pulling for Arizona. In fact, I think if they play Pittsburgh, you have more Steeler fans, but I still think Arizona is that feel-good story out of all four of the teams that are remaining. It would definitely overshadow a rookie quarterback in Joe Flacco.
And then you throw in Kurt Warner's kids getting the puppy if they win. Then it's just, I mean, everybody's cheering for the Cardinals. By the way, Doug, did you hear about the Pittsburgh mayor?
Yeah, he changed his middle name.
Well, it's actually his last name, Luke Ravenstahl. He actually got rid of the Ravenstahl because he didn't want to have Ravens be a part of his last name. So he has petitioned to have that changed to Steelerstahl, Luke Steelerstahl. Because he says, on behalf of the Steeler Nation, I've decided to remove the word Ravens from my name, just like the Steelers will remove them from the AFC Championship game. But they did not have the paperwork, and they actually got the idea. It came from callers on a local radio show in Pittsburgh. So he said, as soon as I heard it, I thought it was a great idea. Ravenstahl said.
What's his real name?
Luke
Steeler. Steeler what now?
Now it's Steelerstahl.
That's good to know. Good to know. 1-888-455-ESPN. Love to hear from you. Eric Strickland is expected to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, we'll be talking a little Kearney High basketball with Chase and Boyd. They've got some of the meat of their schedule coming up here as they head towards the end of the month. Tony, last night, a little college basketball as we get ready to talk to Eric Strickland. What an exciting finish to the Creighton game, which we got to see after the Nebraska game, which was cool. But Creighton somehow snatches victory from the jaws of defeat, down 4 with about 46 seconds to go, and they don't have the ball. Steal the ball, can a 3, end up winning this ball game 73-72 in overtime. P. Allen Stinnett scored 29 points. On the other side,
quietly just getting 14-4. Is that their record? Yeah. I mean, just quietly getting right into
They dropped those first two conference games, and so that knocked them off the radar a little bit. But Nebraska, they're just not going to win on the road. And if you can't win at Iowa State, you're not going to win on the road. And they had a chance. They've been playing from behind all season long. They need a good first half, especially on the road.
And they had some looks in the first half, and they didn't go down. And when they got to shoot the ball with a crazy percentage if they're even going to contend on the road, and they're unable to do that, and really were out of it pretty. They were really pretty out of it pretty early, Doug. They never matched the intensity, and Iowa State for some reason all fired up to play Nebraska.
The Nebraska women's basketball team, they were ahead for a little bit. 11-5, they got beat 74-60 at Texas, so that's what happened there.
Loper
luncheon going on today. Don't forget that, UNK Health and Sports Center.
Go meet the new soccer coach, Mike Munch. He's going to be there.
We mentioned yesterday the Tri-City Storm. It was announced during this hour that Mike Cicci is being traded away to the Indiana Ice, and I think everybody's going to be okay with this deal. Obviously, he's looking forward to being able to better his career and go to a team that's in contention, obviously, and maybe have a chance to win the whole thing in Indiana. And the Storm hoping that they can bring in more young talent that is going to mesh here. This looks like a major rebuilding project, although in the USHL,
it doesn't take long to turn it around. That's
You can go from almost worst to almost first in one season.
Derek, do you know how many rounds there are? And we should know that from being out there. But how many first-round picks? Because it's different because teams get more first-round picks than the other teams. And
I believe there's 10 rounds in the USHL draft. 10 or 11, I believe. I'll have to look that up, but it does go pretty deep.
I think it's just like the pros, though. They're supplemental if you're talking
about.
You know, you go through the first round, well, this guy, they're due a supplemental kid, they're due somebody, too.
Yeah, and they're also, a lot of times, they're just getting the rights to that kid, and he's not going to be coming in because they're still young, and some of them are younger than others, and there's some weird stipulations going on there as well that I'm not really sure.
I just know that comes to a time in the draft where one team might get 4 picks in a row to catch up, to even up the rosters. So it's kind of a strange deal, but
Doug and Daddy Show is getting you ready for Super Bowl 43 coming up on Sunday, February the 1st. With the help of our friends at Schroeder's Smoked Foods, we are going to be giving away a Super Bowl tailgate bundle. This will feed your entire crew for the day, up to 15 people, or 8 daddies. A smoked pork loin, brats, chili, smoked nacho cheese, chips. You might even be able to mix and match a little bit if you want to. It includes all the stuff, you know, your guys. You don't think about getting the plates and the napkins and stuff like that. So they're going to take care of that for you. You can find out more about just getting yours ordered today, you know, because you may not win, but we hope that you will. We're going to give you a chance here over the next couple of weeks to get signed up and get to be a part of our Super Bowl tailgate bundle giveaway from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. You can give them a call anytime, 866-980-PORK, 866-980-PORK. Super Bowl tailgate bundle. We'll be talking more about that as the program progresses today. Mark in Minden says, thanks, Daddy. I wanted the Eagles to win, and since you're picking the cards, you just made me happy.
No problem, Mark. The little things, what I do.
Well, Daddy's selections are coming up tomorrow, and I guess we already know one of them. So all that's left to be challenged is whether you're taking Pittsburgh or Baltimore. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric Strickland, the Nebraska All-Everything, going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame, is scheduled to join us back after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game with a broadcaster pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
Remember what the ring looked like before you washed dishes 5,200 times? Before you planted 372 turnips? Before you scratched it on that doggone old car door? Remember what it looked like when he put it on your finger? For repairs, Hawthorne Jewelry is fortunate to have Nebraska's first certified bench jeweler technician. But then you'd expect that from Hawthorne's.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jeweler.
Downtown Kearney Center.
What are smart people turning to heat their homes and businesses for less? The Sun Heat Heater, featuring the latest in money-saving technology. An infrared zone heating system that saves up to 50% off your heating costs and is absolutely burn-safe for children and pets. The Sun Heat Heater filters the air with a lifetime filter and looks great in your home or business. And this Saturday, prices start as low as $297. Buy them Saturday at Motorsports Sales and Service Grand Island and the Vacuum Center in Columbus.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs, and Westwood One is your exclusive home for all the action. First, it's the Battle of the Birds, as Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles leave their nest to fly to Arizona to take on Kurt Warner and the Cardinals. Then, in the AFC title game, Ed Reed and the Baltimore Ravens defense go head-to-head versus Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 43 are right here.
Catch all the action Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with a slight chance of some snow showers or flurries as well. High temperatures rebound to the mid-teens with variable winds 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see considerable cloud cover and a slight chance for flurries or snow showers with temperatures steady and near 10 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tonight's the night, you psycho bastards. You're all going to AC/DC, aren't you? Are you going, Derek?
No.
Oh, there are a lot. Tonight it is AC/DC Quest Center, Omaha. I'm surprised they even got to have a home basketball game last night. Could you just have it outside tonight? Would anybody even know how cold it was?
Well, I don't think many of those people feel much.
I'm going to say, there are a lot of people geeked up, and I don't blame you. AC/DC, if you're an AC/DC fan, rock on, people. Rock on. Thank God it's on a Thursday. You took Friday off. Don't even tell me. Don't even tell me that you're going to try and go to work tomorrow, you morons, because it ain't going to work. You know it ain't going to work. You're not going to be able to sleep, and that just could be from the music. And you're going to just need to simmer down. You're going to need to come down from that high of listening to AC/DC.
Are you an AC/DC fan?
I don't mind AC/DC. I don't mind AC/DC. I like AC/DC. Like Thunderstruck. You know, and being in the sports venue, you know, there are so many good rock anthems coming out of AC/DC. It's pretty impressive. So now they get some new stuff out. Couple of the new songs, pretty cool. Obviously, I haven't run out and bought that album or CD, and I won't. But I like listening to it. I like their new stuff too. So, yay, AC/DC fans. See, now for me, and I think this is no secret to friends of the program. Billy Joel coming back to the Quest Center, this time with Elton John, the duo's face-to-face tour. Insert your joke here with Elton John, which has been going on since 1994. We'll make a stop in Omaha May 12th at the Quest Center.
You're looking forward to that.
I went to the Billy Joel concert in May of 07.
Would this be the biggest concert you've ever been to?
You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I like Elton John. I'd rather just have 3 hours of Billy Joel. But this will be cool. This will be cool. The problem is getting tickets. They go on sale Saturday. So I got two things to say to our listeners. If you're into this Billy Joel, Elton John thing, throw me down for a ticket. If you're not, stay the hell off the internet and Ticketmaster so I can get through and get my tickets. All right?
What do tickets start at?
$51.97, $177 American.
And those are from the seats where he looks like a little ant.
And I'm guessing
way down there.
I'm guessing they'll have these special tickets that are right up the stage for more money. If you're a real, I'm going to admit, if I'd have known Billy Joel was coming back, I figured 07 that was it. I'd have definitely got signed up for the fan club type of stuff, and you know, maybe had a little more inside giddy up here. But that's coming up on the 12th of May, and tickets go on sale Saturday. So it's one thing the Quest Center, the building of it, has thus done. It has brought up some outstanding talent, whether it's country, rock, or whatever you're into. So there you go. That's what's going on. That is what is going on. By the way, I got an email here from Scott and Carney on how Nebraska can do better in the first half from the field. Steve Harley needs to quit shooting. I don't know. Do coaches ever tell kids not to shoot? I mean, outside of my head coach in high school? I don't know. Jason Boyd joins us here, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. Jason, have you ever had to rein one of the kids in, say, just back her down a little bit?
Not usually. We try to get them to shoot a little bit more if we can help it most of the time.
Well, I'm sure at the high school level that sometimes you do have to kind of poke them with a stick to make sure that they're paying attention when they do get that open shot. Jason, thanks for joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nice start to the basketball season. I know you got knocked off by North Platte, which knocked you out of the top 10, but you're going to get another shot at them, we presume, and just take us through what you think this team has done so far.
Well, I mean, we're small. We're a really small team, and you know, we have to it's a lot different than last year's team as far as we have to find different ways to score and different ways to defend more than anything is what we're starting to run into, especially with the size in our district. But, you know, I mean, we've played a heavy Class B schedule. I know you can see that probably on there. But we've played some quality Class Bs, too. And you know, we're just in a lot of games. Sometimes we kind of extend it at the end, you know, when we've got some of our wins. But it's usually pretty close games throughout. And we're just trying to find ways to come out on top at the end of those close games.
Jason, being smaller defensively, what do you have to do to stop some people?
We're working on it. You know, when we're sitting in our zone sometimes, I mean, I was joking around with Christy Russo the other day. We got against North Platte, you know, she's listed at 5'6". Christy Russo is not 5'6". She's probably 5'4". And she's sitting in there, and there's times she ends up down low, and Tanisha Matlock from North Platte is 6'3". So you hear a lot of times, you know, they're a foot taller. Well, that's pretty much. That's 11 inches taller. So we definitely have some mismatches inside that we're trying to work on, you know. If we ever man, you know, it's tough for us because we're trying to create tempo against some of these teams. But once they get in the half court, it's tough to man because you got such mismatches. So if you pack in a 2-3 zone, well, there goes your tempo of the game, and they're just moving it back and forth and slowing it down. So, you know, that was kind of what we did in North Platte, and we had to kind of switch it up second half and try to create some tempo. And you know, in that game, they're one of their 6-foot girls scored 24 on us, and kind of the chance we took to kind of come back, and we did come back and got in that game. Actually had the ball with about a minute to go, down one, and didn't get anything out of it, but we did make a little comeback against them.
Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, is joining us here. They're 8-3. They'll play Lexington on Friday night. You'll hear the doubleheader right here on ESPN Radio. Jason, you know, sometimes you can joke about these things, and this was obviously before you and the previous coaching staff got things turned around, but 8 wins in a season 5-6 years ago, and people would have been jumping out of their socks. I guess that just tells us a little bit about the progression that this program is making for the Kearney girls.
Well, you know, and I talked about that with them this week because, you know, even for me too, you know, you go on, you win 6 games in a row, and after what we did last year, but all of a sudden we lose to North Platte, and everyone's so down, everyone's so disappointed. You're getting questions about what happened. And I'm sitting there saying, well, actually, in the conference tournament, they were the number one seed. You know, I mean, it's not like it was a huge upset or anything, but we also said, you know, that's where we are now as a program, which is kind of nice to be at that point where you can, you know, you lose a game and you sit there and it hurts for a little bit. So I told them, you know, we're going to learn from it. We're going to work on some things this week from it, you know, and you kind of forget it, but you kind of don't want to forget it too, because I think it's always nice to kind of go back and remember how it feels to lose. You know, it kind of reminded me actually of the Miller North game last year, losing that game in that third place game, which I know you guys are a huge fans of, as well as I after that game. But kind of reminded me of that. It kind of stung a little bit because we probably should have won that game and kind of let it go at the end, which we hadn't done all year. So North Platte was a little that way. Now, North Platte, we never actually got the lead late. But, you know, it was one of those games where they had a good game plan. They pounded inside the whole game, and we really didn't shoot well, but they definitely defended us well also.
Jason, I'm looking down the schedule here towards the end of the year, and you got some teams that you probably, at least on paper, should handle. How big is it night in, night out, given your effort to build up some confidence when you get to districts and state?
I mean, it's huge. Right now, I don't know. We don't look at any game thinking, you know, I know Lincoln High obviously is way down, and that's at the very end of the year, but there's, you know, right now, we got Lex tomorrow night that just lost to Pius by 4 last weekend, number 3 team, I think, in Class B, or they were last I had seen, you know, and they always, you know, play in your face defense and make it ugly because of the way they play defense. They take you out of a lot, and then you got Grand Island, who scares me on Saturday, who returns probably their 4 best players from last year's team. And they have size, you know, they're 6'2", 6'1", somewhere in there. They're 2 posts, and then they got a point guard that's really tough also. So they scare me a little bit. And then right after that, you got Southeast. So it doesn't get any easier for us, especially the next couple weeks. You know, we've got some tough games ahead.
Yeah, the number one team in the state at Southeast. Again, we'll have that for you next Friday as well with the girls and boys on ESPN Radio in Grand Island. And then Fremont, and then you play that nice little East-West Classics, what is called the Pod Tournament. You'll get Columbus, and then your only chance to play a Metro team that Saturday there. How important will this set of games finishing out January be to defining what this team can accomplish and maybe as far as Tony said, confidence and maybe goals going forward?
Well, we hope we're, you know, we hope we're in these games for sure. I mean, you talk to Lincoln Southeast, you know. I mean, they're a team you want to keep as close, you know, play as close as you can and make your kids believe they can meet a team like that is the big thing in a game like that. When you're playing teams from your district like Grand Island, I think it means a lot, you know, if you can get a win on them and get that advantage. You know, losing to North Platte, you know, I never say a win is a positive thing. You know, I think some people throw that out, that could have been a positive thing. It's tough to make it positive. The only thing it does is it makes us realize we have things we can work on, and we can tweak things, so if we do see them in districts again, we would probably have a little bit different game plan going in against them.
And obviously, Jason, you know, some of the quotes that you've given us and I've seen in the paper is that, you know, a lot of people are really focusing on just two girls to try and shut you down in Arp and Maher. Are you seeing the development of the rest of this team through the first half of the season?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we've seen some triangle in two. We've seen some diamond in one. We're seeing a bit of everything. And we go into games sometimes, I'm throwing out, you might see a diamond in one. You might see a triangle in two. You might see a 2-3 zone. We may see a little man tonight. I mean, some teams are throwing a lot of different things at us to try to stop them. And, you know, we've had some, you know, right now, Christy, we have some shooters around them. That helps a lot. You know, without the size, we definitely have people that can shoot the ball. So if they are sagging or in like a triangle, Northeast went triangle in two, and we hit a few threes in a row. I think Christy hit a couple, and then Kayla Roth hit one. I mean, almost maybe three out of four possessions where we hit a three and kind of got them out of it. So that's nice that we have that. That we, you know, if a team does start to do that, the thing that concerns me is if, you know, they're going triangle in two and all of a sudden we're not hitting that outside shot. Are we getting anything at the basket? And that's probably the biggest difference from last year. You know, we could win close games last year because we could pound it inside to like an Ashley Arp, you know, Jenna Epley and those girls down there where we would get fouled or go to the line late, you know, go to the line or score late in the game. And now it's a little bit tougher to get that kind of stuff late in the game for us.
Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. Before we let you go, would you like to declare for the NFL draft here on the show?
No, thank you. I'm not much of a football player.
Jason, we will see you on Friday night and keep things rolling up there at Kearney High.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach, 8-3 Bearcats, in and out of the rankings in Class A. And again, they will play at Lexington Friday, host Grand Island Saturday. The next weekend at number one Lincoln Southwest with Marissa Kostanek, KK Hauser, and the crew, and then home against Fremont the following week. So that's all coming up for Kearney High. And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Eric Strickland, going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame, joins us on the other side of this break. It's coming your way on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
Ben here, you know, from the $100 bill, and I want you to get more of me back on your taxes. Just use TurboTax. It has a feature called It's Deductible, which gives you the full resale value on your charitable donations for a bigger deduction. So it's easy to get the maximum refund you're entitled to. And by maximum refund, I mean me, with a posse.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. It's deductible included in Deluxe, Premier, and Home and Business.
I wouldn't trade my work partner for nothing. That fat boy is steady, reliable, never takes a break. And whenever we're working in a tight spot, I can always count on the fat boy to have gas.
The new fat boy fuel tank from Burns-O-Matic. 20% more fuel, a lower profile, and green key technology for easier recycling. Check out the fat boy. You can win the ultimate outdoor experience. Details and official rules at burnsomatic.com. No purchase necessary, ends March 31st, 2009. Must be legal U.S. resident and 18 years or older to win.
Every good football fan loves pizza, and the good pizza, not those bland chain operations. You crave Wave Pizza from the Wave Pizza Company in downtown Grand Island. And now, every Sunday till the big game, it's a little bit easier and a heck of a lot tastier with a Wave Pizza Party Pack. Two large one-topping pies, cheesy breadsticks, and a couple dozen wings for $34.99. Make sure you're satisfied, whatever the score. Call 308-398-WAVE for dine-in or carry-out of your Pizza Party Pack. Get it this Sunday at the Wave Pizza Company, downtown Grand Island.
You want the best value available on ATVs. So get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVS or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the Weather Threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with a slight chance of some snow showers or flurries as well. High temperatures rebound to the mid-teens with variable winds 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see considerable cloud cover and a slight chance for flurries or snow showers with temperatures steady and near 10 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Don't forget you can fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com or 1-888-455-ESPN. Well, as we've been telling you all week, the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame will have their induction ceremonies in Lincoln, special banquet Friday, and then everyone will be introduced and honored during halftime of the Kansas State game on a Saturday evening. And we got a chance to catch up with Danny Nee on Tuesday's program, the winningest coach in Nebraska basketball history. And he is going in along with one of his former players, Eric Strickland. And Eric joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show after an illustrious NBA career. Eric, thanks so much for the time and good morning.
It's always a pleasure to talk to a good wholesome radio Nebraska host.
You haven't met my co-host, Eric, I'll tell you what. But of course, we had a chance, we were talking with Eric just before we went on, we had a chance, I guess maybe the only time we talked with Eric after his playing days at Nebraska was when he was back for a little time at Bellevue West, and they played Ravenna that weekend, and he just happened to be back that weekend. That was a great weekend. Got a chance to chat with Eric then, but now he's gotten away from the NBA, and I guess I want to start, Eric, with when we talked to Coach Nee, we asked him about you specifically as a player since you guys are going in together, and he called you, I believe the exact term was the greatest, and thought maybe you were the finest overall athlete that ever came into the program. And many people that followed you know the story. Many of the younger people maybe didn't have any idea that you could have done anything you wanted, football, baseball, basketball. You played with the Florida Marlins organization. What did it come down to when you decided that basketball was going to be the sport that you pursued?
Well, you know, I'll try to be brief with it. You know, one of the things that I did at a very young age is I was very in tune to, you know, the sporting aspect of business and understanding that, you know, it is not just the sport when it reaches that level, but what is the actual business? What is the collective bargaining agreements, you know, about? And so when I looked into it as far as football, even though football was my best sport and I knew I played it very well, I began to look at the longevity, how long players actually played. And then one of my coaches talked to me a little bit about baseball, and I looked into baseball, and then he thought, you know, I could get drafted, and so I did, and played 1 year and had a great year. But ultimately what it came down to was my heart. I knew that I liked baseball, and I felt that I could do well. I was one of the top 10 prospects for the organization. They were pushing for me, but my heart was just with basketball. And the thing that I loved about that was that I was able to apply every aspect of every sport that I loved and put it into basketball. The strategic aspect of it, the anticipation, the physicalness, You know, everything that football was and baseball was, I felt that I can do that in basketball, and also the way the contract situations were set up, I knew that it would be guaranteed and my family would be taken care of.
Eric, I guess the work ethic that it takes, though, to play basketball is first and foremost. How did you balance that after going a year in baseball where it's not I mean, you're not busting your butt every day, just draining yourself, where in basketball you were?
Yeah, it was really tough. You know, a lot of things people don't know about, especially rookie leagues and in your younger days, it is very tough. It's very stressful for baseball. In that, you know, you play rookie ball in the middle of 12 noon, early morning to 12 noon, midday sun in Florida. And it is very strenuous. A lot of drills early morning. It's 8, 9, 10 hour days. So it's really tough. The balance was really hard because, I was able to lift and stay physically fit and run and do different things like that, but I wasn't able to get the court time, and it was really tough. So I really had to get after it for, you know, a lot of hours when I returned to get into early basketball mode to get ready for the season, because it really was tough. It was hard.
Eric Strickland joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a former Husker, great NBA standout. Your finest season statistically, Eric, in the NBA was the final one with Dallas in 99 and 2000. And then that's when you started jumping from team to team. Take the fans back to what the reasoning and what happened about moving on from Dallas, especially after your finest season as a pro, and what happened after that.
Yeah, it was a very tough time because it was so unexpected. We're looking to a bright future. I knew that the Dallas Maverick organization was taking a turn, and I had been there through the worst of it and was looking forward to some of the best of it and had my best year. But I don't think it was a Don Nelson issue. It was a Little Nelly issue. Little Nelly, I don't think it was a Mark Cuban issue. Little Nelly really pressed for Steve Nash to have come back, and of course at that time I was starting and Steve wasn't, and I was a fan favorite, and so they pretty much, you know, said that I peaked and I probably couldn't do as well as I had, and so let's try to get something for him, some value at this particular time. I went into a depression kind of, because, you know, I went up to New York and the team was pretty much set and didn't really find my way there. Van Gundy had a really short roster. You know, he was 7 players, and so it wasn't an expanded roster to play. And so I kind of went into a depression. And from that point, I never was able to find an organization that really backed me the way that Dallas had. And that's really what it's all about. When you look at guys like Gilbert Arenas and, you know, players that have been very successful, Mike James or guys like that, it's pretty much that you came to an organization that said, you know, hey, we're going to go ahead and back this guy and let this guy play. And that's what it was in Dallas, because that's how Nelly was with me. And so when you don't have that, it's tough to find your way back into that type of position where you're doing the type of things that you once did.
Eric Strickland joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'd be depressed if I had to play for the Knicks too, but that's another story. Let's take you back to your Nebraska days, playing for Coach Danny Nee, and really it was your group of guys and the guys just before you and just after you that really, I guess, took Nebraska to what to this day so far is still the pinnacle or the best years of Nebraska basketball. Talk about Coach Nee and talk about the guys you got to play with and what it was like turning a program that wasn't an NCAA type of program into one.
Yeah, you know, Danny was a great motivator. He was a great leader. He really got the most out of everybody and you know, in doing that. He had great guys that surrounded him, great X and O guys that were really good at, you know, the strategic aspect of our game and putting together our offenses and stuff like that. And so Danny was like kind of, you know, the Zen master that pretty much just orchestrated everything while everything else was on the paper. You know, he just basically held the baton for the orchestra, and he was good at it, and he was really good at motivating us and getting us ready to play big games, small games, understanding goals, you know, not getting too far ahead of ourselves. You know, let's take it a three-game stretch, let's take it a two-game stretch or whatever, let's just win all our home games. He really, really was good at visual, giving us a visualization that we can put our hands to and get down and get the job done. The guys that I played with, I played with a bunch of great guys, you know, all up and down the board, even from, you know, the top, you know, guys to the guys that just didn't get a chance to play, the walk-ons and all of that. We all had a great rapport. I enjoyed playing with Podkowski and seeing Teron Liu grow up and Mikey Moore develop his game. And, you know, Jerron Boone was one of the, you know, the silkiest players that I ever seen with a 6'6 pure stroke that can do a multitude of things. Hard-working guys like Bruce Chubbuck and Terrence Badgett and Tom Best and guys that you wouldn't expect to have been D1 players that came in and just got in the gym and worked harder than anybody, and like Tom Wald and Andy Markowski's and, you know, guys like that. And so I was able to play with a wider range, you know, arrangement of guys that really helped me to develop as a character guy. Jamar Johnson with his leadership, you know, learned from guys that were before me, and watching them play, you know, the Rich Kings and the Bo Reeves and the Chris Cresswells and the way that they had work ethic to shoot. So it was awesome for me. I got to see it from the beginning all the way through, and then play with some great talented guys.
Eric, throughout your NBA career, did you stay in contact, and do you stay in contact with any of those guys?
Pike and I, you know, we'll contact each other every once in a while. I lose so many phones. I'm so bad. I'll have numbers and everything in there, and then all of a sudden I'll lose it, and then it's tough getting back in touch with them. But Pike, we would get together in the summer and go play golf out of Shadow Ridge and hook up, and I still talk to Teron Liu. It was good to see him when he came down here to Dallas and played for that short time, and lost touch of Mikey Moore, but you know, Terrence Badgett, you know, every now and then we would catch up, and of course I have Bruce's number and his information. I believe he's still in Iowa now, and Andy Markowski as well. We've stayed in touch, and so there's, you know, periodically, you know, we keep in touch. I don't know where Jerron is. I was trying to get in touch with him when his mom died, but you know, I don't know where he is. But pretty much everybody else, I've stayed in some contact, or you know, some way or another with them.
Eric Strickland, a great, great basketball player, great athlete, one of the best to ever come out of the state of Nebraska, and of course, going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame with Danny Nee, Rex Ekwall, and Kent Pavelka also being honored, the voice of the Huskers. Eric, we'll let you get out of here with this because people are interested. I came across and heard that you're starting to look at ministry school. What are you doing now in Dallas? So what's going on in the life of Eric Strickland after basketball?
Well, I'm of course under the tutelage and under the ministry of Bishop T.D. Jakes here in Dallas, Texas, and we're taking some classes, some preliminary classes to get involved in ministry, and my wife and I, you know, the Lord has given us a ministry to minister to youth about abstinence and about celibacy. Helping us to get back into, you know, living life unto the glory of the Lord and doing that. And so we're just taking classes. We're just getting prepared. We're starting our preliminary works to get that put in place. And, you know, we're just about serving and you know, blessing. We took our kids this year during Christmas to help them to understand that it's just not all about gifts and it's not all about what you can give me and what you should get me. But we went and served at the missions and served the community and did different things like that so that they can see that it's about what we can give to others. And so that's what we believe our life is, and the power of purity. My wife and I's ministry that, you know, we're working on is is what we're all about, is getting back to that and, you know, keeping your bodies holy and acceptable unto the Lord.
Well, as Coach Nee told us earlier in the week, he is one of the best. And, Eric, we appreciate all the great times that we saw you athletically, and keep up the good work with your ministry. And, you know, when you come up to Lincoln, it's okay to head slap Markowski this weekend, all right?
Hey, you know, I heard during the game he one of the kids turned down his opportunity to shoot a half-court shot for him, and he ends up making it, and he missed out on $1,000, so I'll have to definitely get on him about that.
It is something we're going to touch on. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy the weekend.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks. Eric Strickland going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. See, there you go. Our hour show a day, that's the good stuff right there, Eric Strickland. We will talk about Eric a little bit and wrap up the show. We're up against a break. Back after this, yeah, Markowski, why don't you take the shot, huh? Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Tag Heuer presents Tiger Woods.
As a kid, when I started competing, I decided to tape a list of someone else's accomplishments on my closet door. After winning my first 8 majors, I went back and completely changed my swing. No matter how far behind or how much I'm down, I refuse to quit. Quitting is not an option. My father taught me to hear other people's expectations, but that it's up to me if I want to listen to them. I've decided with the help of others, I'll make a difference in the world. We all make decisions, but in the end, our decisions make us. My name is Tiger Woods, and I wear Tag Heuer. What are you made of?
Tag Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. To discover your Tag Heuer timepiece, visit tagheuer.com for an authorized retailer in your area.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, excepting for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today, with a slight chance of some snow showers or flurries as well. High temperatures rebound to the mid-teens with variable winds 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see considerable cloud cover and a slight chance for flurries or snow showers, with temperatures steady and near 10 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What do you think? There's just a few hours left for people to go pro. Percy Harvin and Sanchez look like they're going, and the whole Oklahoma contingent is going to stay once quarterback Sam Bradford said he's staying.
Yeah, Jermaine Grisham, I think the tight end was probably I think that's the wow factor out there. Everybody just thought he's just physically ready for the NFL, and to get him back for another year, certainly looks like that Red River shootout should be the big game to shoot one team or the other. Well, maybe not to the national title.
Got some great stuff coming up tomorrow on the program. And Domokong Su, he's staying at Nebraska, and he is scheduled to join us on the program. Also, we're going to Vegas, Daddy.
Yeah, we're going to be joined by the race and sportsbook manager, Mike Piriano. He's a favorite of you guys, a favorite of the show. We're going to have him back on to talk NFL playoff odds and maybe some NCAA basketball odds as well, as all of a sudden it doesn't look like North Carolina's the shoe-in they once were.
Little high school hoops going on in the area tonight on Power 99 FM. Kearney Catholic is at St. Paul. Just coming down, Tony, I guess I missed this last summer. Churchill Downs, their racetrack announcer, who you hear at the Kentucky Derby and all the big races, died of a heart attack last summer. 47. So they have to hire a new guy. They've hired Mark Johnson, a Brit.
Oh, really?
I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear the British accent at Churchill Downs. Did you apply?
No, I did not apply.
Good Lord.
Must have been the best. They wouldn't go any other direction, Doug.
Around. Not as good as ever keeping down. Best around. Karate Kid was like all four of them were on this Sunday. We're watching the NFL playoff games. And, like, even the next Karate Kid with Hilary Swank. What is that, the longest one of them all? Good Lord. Daniel-san.
Only the first two are any good.
Yeah, I don't want to be punching boards in Karate Kid 3. Kicking pieces of 2x4s. Unbelievable. Hey, if you missed any of our interviews today or any time on the Doug and Daddy Show, simply go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the ESPN podcast, and you can hear any of the show from any of the past couple, 3 months, and also all the interviews, like today with Eric Strickland going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame, also with Kearney High girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. Tomorrow on the show, we will be talking with
Mike Piriano, Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook Supervisor.
Also in Domokong Su, Nebraska defensive tackle, passing up a chance to go to the draft to come back to Nebraska. Daddy will have his NFL playoff selections as well.
50-50 last week, so you're not going to want to miss those.
We will see you on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow here on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.